Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray together as we come to God's Word. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have not left us in the darkness with regards to how you have created us or how you intend us to best live lives on this planet of ours. We thank you that in Christ you have saved us from lives which were worthless and in the darkness of sin, and you have brought us into your glorious light. And you instruct us on how we walk in your ways. Will you instruct us on how we live for Christ, so that we bring glory to him and we reach our full potential as the creatures that you have made us to give that glory to him. So open our eyes now again as we see truth in your word and help us to apply it to our lives. Amen. So we're looking at Proverbs chapter 15 and we're looking at verse 19. The way of the sluggard is blocked with thorns, but the path of the upright is a highway. Let's remind ourselves that this is God's word to us and it's about God's way. So these are not just moral ideas for the best way to live our lives. And if we live them in a certain way, we will achieve success and happiness and everything will be going swimmingly. Rather, in the light of the New Testament and the covenant in which we live, where we are filled with the Spirit and we have him indwelling within us to make us pursue and love and desire the things of Christ. These are words which bring his instruction to us from the throne on high to our hearts here today. So this is spiritual instruction, not just moral instruction. So what's happening here? We have these two people, one of whom is called the sluggard or the lazy man or woman, and the other is called the upright. Now that immediately points up to us that this is something that is not just a moral comparison. He's not just comparing the lazy person with the diligent person, the hard-working person. He's comparing the lazy person with the upright person. And for upright, we could read righteous. Here is the one who is standing in Christ, forgiven his sins, made right before God, living a life to glorify the Father in heaven, following Jesus the Saviour, who is Lord of his life, and seeking to be like him in lifestyle. So in opposition to that, we have this lazy man who really isn't so much concerned with how he lives his life in this world. So here we have a difference of attitude and a difference of action. And the graphic picture is the path that they walk. The path of the one is blocked. And it's not just blocked with anything that's in the way, it's blocked with thorns. And if you have much experience of thorns, maybe you pick blackberries and you know that there's a cost to doing so. To get to that fruit, you have to endure the thousands of pinpricks of the thorns of the plant in order to actually pick the fruit from its branches. Here in the New Forest, this is the land of the gorse, isn't it? And if you know anything about gorse bushes, you'll know that you avoid them when you're walking down the path because they have significant thorns. And in the East, in these days that the Bible was written, they had even more significant thorns. We're reminded of the thorns that were plaited together to make the crown that was jammed onto Jesus' heads. Thorns with needles sometimes 6 inches long, really quite devastating, damage-causing, piercing thorns. So being blocked with thorns means this is not just irritant, this is impassable. And the lazy man looks out at his world and he sees this blockage, this complete no-go as far as getting up and getting on is concerned today. So his attitude rather is just one of shrug your shoulders, accept that you're not going to really make much headway in this, and therefore you might just as well not bother. And there is the laziness. But it's also an attitude, it's not just an attitude, it's the whole business of action. He will not get up. Spurgeon says, unthinking persons suppose that the sluggard lives a happy life and travels an easy road. It is not so. Labour of a holy sort has 10,000 times more joy in it than purposeless leisure. So the lazy man may well lie back and do nothing, but his life isn't going to be very fulfilling. His life isn't going to be very satisfying to him. He's going to find it's just empty, that it has no purpose. There is no achievement. So because there's no action, he's not going anywhere. John Phillips says this, he is continually running into trouble, much of his own making. He never gets anywhere, mostly because he doesn't want to get anywhere. The way of the sluggard is blocked with thorns. Piles them up, some of them, many of them, maybe of his own perception, they're just the way he looks at things. But a lot of it is the trouble he causes for himself. On the other hand, we have this upright man. Here is the man who is living for God. And what does that do? It changes your heart, doesn't it? When Jesus Christ comes into a life, he makes a difference. He makes a difference in thinking. He makes a difference in the way that you approach your living. You go at it with a zest, with a zeal, with a kind of a spring in your step that wants to grab a hold of it and make the best of it, not just for yourself, but for God and for your Saviour who has died for you. So the attitude of the man who is walking, the woman who is walking in the Spirit is this. It's a highway. It's wide open. All things are possible, Paul says, to the one who believes in him. And it looks at the future with anticipation, waiting to see what God will bring about in fulfillment of the challenges of the day. So he may be faced, she may be faced with the same difficulties. And this is the interesting thing. But whereas with the lazy person, it causes them to turn away, to go back to bed. With the righteous, with the upright person, it gives them a kind of a spirit of attack. They want to get at it and go at it with some kind of power and strength, which is given to them from the Lord. So here is the challenge today. What is your attitude as you approach even this day? What is your the way of looking at what you have in front of you? Because you too, if you're a Christian, can have the Spirit of God impelling you from the inside, the dynamo that pushes you to achieve in life, to have a go, to actually live for God, to bring glory to your risen Lord. So get up and go today and take this attitude to your heart that brings action, that pleases God and brings honour to Jesus. Let's pray. Our gracious Lord, we ask that you give us this enthusiasm for life, the life that you have brought us into in Christ, so that we might be filled with this joy and this purpose and this knowledge that you are with us in this living business and you want us to be full of you in the way that we do it. So help us to bring glory to you this day, we ask. In the name of Jesus, Amen.